This is a podcast from creativeradio.com. Podcasting imaging. First of all, what do I mean by imaging? Think of imaging as the mixture of jingles, production music, and content style. Why is it so important? Well, take a listen to two different brands and see if you can identify them. So, did you guess the first product? Not only does McDonald's have a very distinctive Sonic logo, but the company also has the "I'm loving it" strapline used around the world. They've used this imaging for more than 10 years in their advertising and branding. And the second brand? Probably the most famous piece of radio imaging in the world. The BBC Pips have been broadcast since 1924. Even now, in this digital and delayed radio program path age, the Pips still survive. I just wouldn't go setting your watch by them now. Okay, so now you know how important imaging is. So what should it be doing on your podcast? Firstly, it shouldn't hang around too much. It should, though, set the style and tone of the podcast and work to brand you, and must not be longer than about 8 or 10 seconds. Tags, that's the imaging at the end of the podcast, can do more. Give a call to action and punctuate your recording. Avoid overproduced imaging. You know, the stuff of third-rate commercial radio, where the same word is repeated four times, twice as a whisper, and then some wheezy woman, supposedly sexy, cues into your show. Terry Tesco. Terry Tesco. It's Terry Tesco! Next time, I will give you a great place to find production music and those effects that you can use sparingly on your imaging. This has been a podcast from creativeradio.com. Find out more about media training at creativeradio.com. Thanks for listening.